Adam Norris is the Watershed Coordinator with the Mighty Peace Watershed Alliance. He joins us on the line today. Adam, thank you very much for joining us. The Water Management in Alberta's Boreal, that conference is coming up not too long from now, as a matter of fact, February 25th and 26th at the Pomeroy Hotel in Grand Prairie. First of all, I ask, you're part of the organizing committee, or you're part of the preparation committee, I guess. How goes final prep for the conference?
It's going really well, actually. We had a little bit of a challenge filling all the slots with the appropriate people with, you know, for timing and everything, but we've got a great slate of presenters, you know, from a broad range of sectors coming to share with us about water management in the Boreal, as you mentioned, 25th and 26th in Grand Prairie.
Who is speaking at the conference?
So there are quite a few of them. I don't know if I'll list them off. Maybe I'll just name a few just to give you a sense of what's going on. For instance, we have Bradley Peter with Alberta Lake Management Society talking about leveraging citizen science. We have Craig Mellon with Alberta Energy Regulator talking about Water Act licensing. Daryl Smith from the Alberta Wildlife Federation will be telling A Tale of Two Fish. We've got Landon Dreger from Mackenzie County talking about farmer conversations, water management. And of course, maybe I should mention our keynote speaker, John Pattison Williams. His topic is going to be water, water everywhere, and not a drop to drink, exploring the myth of hyperabundance. We've got a range of topics and try to, we're a multi-sector organization, so try to get people from different sectors of our society and out on the landscape using water and involved with water to come and share their views and what they're doing and what their challenges are.
It sounds like there's some new ideas and some fresh ideas that are being brought forward thanks to the speakers in this conference. How much will that help, especially going into the 2025 season?
So we think this is really the solution. Most people are familiar that the last couple of years were really dry, and there's a lot of talk about drought. This is when we remind people drought is cyclical, as are floods. So we're not sure when that's going to flip, but we sort of expect one to follow the other. And this broad experience allows that cross-pollination of ideas, so people can say, oh, I hadn't thought about that, but you know, maybe what forestry's doing, we can apply in a municipality, or what that municipality is doing, we can apply in a First Nation, or what this First Nation is doing, we can apply at the provincial level. It's going to be some of those discussions that allow us to share information and hear what's new and what people have tried and what's working.
Will it make the approach a little bit different this year, especially with the fact that we've gotten more snow than we've had in prior years?
For sure, the drought conversation will be different. Like, we aren't, we're not in the same critical position we were a year ago or 2 years ago. So that's good in terms of drought. It doesn't mean that there's less work to be done with water management. It just changes what's happening, right? So, of course, managing runoff in the spring is always very important. How that water moves land across the landscape when it melts, what it's taking with it, where it ends up. Those are important discussions, and that'll definitely be part of what comes up.
You mentioned the keynote speakers and the speakers that are a part of the conference that is coming up. How good is the conference, though, going to be a chance and a good chance to have everybody in networking mode, as it were?
Yeah, so we hope really good. And so we ran this 2 years ago. 2023 was the first water management in Alberta's Boreal. People asked us to run it again, and we said, well, we can't do it every year, it's too much work, but we'll definitely try it again 2 years, so here we are. And the other comment we heard was, please give us more time for conversations and breaks. So we've tried to build it in that we still have a lot of these great presentations, these ideas, but there's more chance for people to wander around and talk to different people and get ideas and share ideas and start that collaboration. So that is definitely our intent, is that this is an interactive between all attendees and a really good sharing of information and ideas.
The Water Management in Alberta's Boreal Conference is coming up February 25th and 26th at the Pomeroy Hotel in Grand Prairie. Adam, I ask very simply, how optimistic are you for a good turnout and a good show in general?
I think it'll be really good. At this point, we have a few less registered than last year. I think we're pushing the 100 mark. I'm not sure. I'd have to go check. So if you're still thinking about it, please sign up. We'd love to have you. But again, just seeing the range of speakers we've been able to attract and the range of participants that are coming already, we know there will be those sort of conversations we're hoping to get that will allow us to do work, you know, across the Peace watershed into the next year that really supports water and its availability for a range of sectors on the landscape.
Adam Norris is the Watershed Coordinator of the Mighty Peace Watershed Alliance. Adam, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks so much for having me, and yeah, we hope to see everyone at the conference.